Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, Heads of State and Government, Honorable Ministers, Prominent Representatives, I bring you greetings from the Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, the Honorable Patrick Manning. We are convened from here in Rome today in a great period of uncertainty in human history. The very foundations of our civilization have been shaken over the last 2 years, in particular by a confluence of crises in the global economy, in agriculture and world food supply, and in the financial sector. There is also the pressing issue of climate change, which must be addressed if we are to preserve for posterity the beauty, ecological diversity, and dynamism of our small, fragile planet, so that it can sustain future generations. The history of human civilization is the history of human conquest, of mankind's ability to overcome complex problems and challenges to his existence. The success of these efforts is what sustains us and indeed propels development, thus raising human achievement and aspirations to new heights, as if only to prepare for those as yet unseen challenges that lie in the path of civilization's advancement. Thus it is that facing the real prospect of unmitigated global economic and financial collapse, those countries who together account for the overwhelming majority of global output found the will and courage to act to save the global economic system from complete paralysis. And while it is clear that some severe hurdles remain, it is also true to say that it now appears that the worst has been avoided in the global economy and in the international financial markets as a consequence of this insightful, coordinated, multinational action. It begs the question, therefore, that with the rapidly deteriorating situation of hunger, malnutrition, and poverty in the world, is it not right and appropriate that we as leaders mobilize the political will to finding enduring solutions to these problems? Can we not, as governments, resolve to take sustained action now to remedy the situation? Trinidad and Tobago belongs to the regional grouping of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and lies within the Caribbean, which was hard hit by global food situation a year or so ago. As small islands with limited land space, vulnerable to the perennial onslaught of hurricanes and other destructive elements, much of our food requirements are met through imports. This has manifested itself in a persistently growing food import bill that is partly the result of the inability of local producers to compete in their own home markets with artificially cheap imports. As such, to a significant degree, domestic food prices in Trinidad and Tobago show a strong correlation with price movements in the global food industry. As a consequence, a progressively larger proportion of revenue and foreign exchange has to be diverted from financing economic development to paying for subsidized food imports from developed countries. As has been the pattern globally, the government of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago has found it necessary to intervene in order to stem the escalation in the cost of food to the national community. In this regard, our national strategy focuses on promoting domestic food security within the larger framework of the Caribbean Plan of Action, the JAGDEO Initiative. As such, the government strategy involves promoting and facilitating the dynamism of the local agricultural sector, as well as the growth and expansion of agribusiness, underpinned by development strategy, which places emphasis on investment, innovation and technology, institutional strengthening and information. Mr. Chairman, an absolute imperative in the global efforts to promote increased food and nutrition security is the greater access to modern and appropriate technologies by developing countries to support their effort to promote higher levels of production and productivity, as well as the modernization of the agricultural sector. Mr. Chairman, as we take bold measures to address the production and distribution bottlenecks affecting the agricultural sector in Trinidad and Tobago, We are patently aware that food import will be probably continue to play a major role for food and nutrition security of our people. It continues to be a matter of great concern, therefore, that global systems of food production and distribution are inhibited and indeed circumscribed by factors and policies quite alien to the principle of market discipline and even more fundamentally to the recognition afforded to food as a basic right for promoting human dignity by the United Nations. Mr. Chairman, the need to agree on a broad strategy to boost world food output in general, in developing countries in particular, given that they will be the main drivers for increased demand, is the first priority. Beyond that, Mr. Chairman, failure to adjust the current commercial arrangements and to adopt more pragmatic approaches can trigger imponderable consequences and create new and very sensitive challenges that may prove quite difficult to control, let alone resolve. Mr. Chairman, one thing is clear. Given the pervasiveness of the problem, the only effective and credible response must be that a broad global coalition for sustainable food security involving governments, the private sector, the international and regional development agencies such as the World Bank, the Inter-American Development Bank and others, as well as the United Nations, with the governments providing leadership in addressing the plight of the billion people formerly classified as hungry, but also developing and implementing an immediate action plan to preempt those at imminent risk of slipping into the ranks of hungry. Taking such action now would be the right step in the right direction. Over the last several months, we have seen clear signs of confidence returning to major global markets, but we note that speculative behavior by those trading in futures has been on the rise. In the same way that, with a view to promoting improved governance of the global financial system, it was deemed necessary and prudent to set limits on the casino-type behavior that triggered the financial crisis, in order to avoid excessive risk-taking, there needs to be more globally agreed mechanisms to discourage and reduce speculation in global food markets, which distort market prices. Human welfare and well-being ought not, Mr. Chairman, to be held hostage to unreasonable profiteering, though no one could possibly minimize the valuable and legitimate role of the private sector in guaranteeing a sustainable food supply. Mr. Chairman, in closing, it is a matter of regret that the responsibilities of the Honourable Patrick Manning, Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, as Chairman and host of the Commonwealth Heads of Government Conference, which convenes in Port of Spain, Trinidad, in 10 days, have preempted his presence among you in the room. Quite apart from our own experience and challenges in the Caribbean in promoting food security, the government of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago is all too aware of the gravity of the problem of food distress and food insecurity. It is the wish of the government of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago that every success will be achieved in our deliberations. It is most encouraging that yesterday the conference adopted a clear and credible plan of action, and in so doing placed food security among the top priorities. That priority status, Mr. Chairman, must have longevity if it is to be effective in promoting and guaranteeing sustainable world food security. The Republic of Trinidad and Tobago stands ready and is willing to join in support of programs which may include an effective communication strategy for bringing attention worldwide to the call for increased food production, sustainable food supplies, improved food security, world peace, and social stability of the international community now and in successive generations. Mr. Chairman, I thank you.